Hello, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 2 of Jacques Talks. You might be wondering, Jacques, where is the intro music? I don't really get what's going on here. Unfortunately, it is the year 2025, 2 years after I originally recorded this, and I got a copyright detection on Spotify for the intro music I used in Season 2 of the show. So luckily I stopped using that intro music and I didn't, you know, totally screw my entire show up. But anyways, I went back. I'm re-uploading these episodes without the intro music. Unfortunately, I had to fully remove Season 2, Episode 1 from Spotify. So if you're a Spotify listener and you happen to be listening to this, there's an episode you're missing. It's currently on Apple Music or Apple Podcasts, like my RSS website and stuff like that. So if you're listening to the show chronologically right now, I would go and find that other episode because you are missing one. Otherwise, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening to Season 2, kind of a throwback. Anyways, I'm done talking. I hope you enjoy the episode. Jacques, please take it away with the rest of the show.
Hello, and welcome back to the joyous return of everyone's favorite show on the internet, Jacques Talks. I'm your host, Jacques Charbonneau. It's been a minute, a little more than a minute, actually. It's been like 4 months since my last episode, which is kind of crazy. I know everyone always asks me, when's it coming back? But I think if you've known me for a long time, you probably knew that a break like that was coming, especially like some of my college friends who I've like mentioned before. I used to do like this like funny news, like satire news article in college. And just like with this podcast, I would do that every month. And slowly it faded out to every other month, and then be lucky if I did one a year, right? So we had a bit of a hiatus. I've been kind of busy, kind of all over the place. We're going to get into that today. Today's going to kind of be just a catch everyone up episode. And by everyone, I mean kind of just myself, right? Of course, this podcast is kind of my place to recount everything. And I feel like when I sat down and was trying to think about all the stuff that I've been up to, it is kind of sad that I'm missing out on all these details that I should be telling in some of these stories because I didn't tell the stories fast enough. So if anything, that's motivation for me to pick back up the pace with the podcasting, be a little bit better about telling some of my stories. So I guess that's just one thing to know. But yeah, today it's just going to be, you know, what have I been up to the last 4 months, and get into some of that. I don't want to sound like a broken record with my last few shows, but there are some other shows I still, or some episodes, like some topics I still really want to do an episode on. So hopefully while we're in the middle of summer, I can find some motivation to make those episodes and record some of that for you guys and for myself soon here. So we'll see, but we're not going to focus on any of that anymore today. Today we're going to focus on Jacques as normal. I guess that, I don't know what I'm saying. Anyways, I'm going to preface this episode by, I turned my AC and my room off to record this just for, so there's not just a constant fan blowing in the background. The only thing that's like unfortunate about that is I'm about to start like dying of heat exhaustion because my room gets extremely hot. So I'm sorry if, I don't, can you sound like sweaty or sound, I don't know. Hopefully I make it through this episode. I'm sure I will, but just forewarning about that. And yeah, it's just starting to get pretty hot here in the Boston area. It was pretty like warm but not hot for a good like month and a half. Like honestly gross heat, like humid heat. It was raining like twice a week, like gross storms twice a week on and off through like all of May and June. And now it's starting to like finally be hot. I think it's not too cloudy today, but we still have gotten kind of perma-cloudy vibes the entire kind of start to the summer here. Speaking of summer, it's kind of crazy that the last time I did a show, there was still snow on the ground. That's, you know, how much of a slacker I've been. But luckily, no more snow to this day. I'm hoping for, like, beach conditions here soon. I was in Minnesota last week, which we'll get into in a little bit. I was back home for kind of like the 4th of July, not specifically for the 4th of July. It's just kind of a convenient time to be going home and people have time off and stuff. So, but there was a lot of like enjoyment of the sun, nice weather in Minnesota, go out on the lake a couple times to the beach and a pool. But there really hasn't been weather like that here in Boston, which is disappointing. So I'm hoping the weather starts to turn around, so my upcoming weekends and et cetera, we can go enjoy some of the beaches. That being said, I also remember seeing on the news this week that there's a bunch of beaches in the Boston area that they're telling people not to swim in because of the bacteria levels. And it's because the plumbing, like the sewer system in Boston, is like really old, right? Like ancient American society. I say ancient, it was like, you know what, 300 years ago or whatever, 200. And, well, anyways, it was designed for, like, you know, the settlers or whatever. It wasn't designed for the million-ish whatever people who live in Boston today. So the problem is, you know, there's a lot more human waste nowadays than there was 150 years ago. And because of all the rain we've been having, it's flooding our sewers and all of the, like, disgusting stuff from those is getting into the ocean, which is not good. It's not like terrible for, like, I guess the environment, I think, but it's obviously like not good to be swimming in like disgusting water out in the ocean. So a bunch of beaches have been like giving out warnings, and I don't think they actually closed. They're like, you know, swim at your own risk or whatever. But obviously if the water could clean up, the weather could turn nice, that'd be really nice, because it is July, we're in the middle of summer. Obviously I'm a working man now, it's a little different, but I'd like to enjoy some summer. We kind of had joking conversations about buying like an inflatable pool to put in me and Aaron's little back patio area. I don't know that we're actually going to do that. It kind of sounds like a dumb idea. A lot of water and a lot of things that could go wrong. But we'll see. Who knows? Maybe we'll get inspired in the heat of summer. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we can take it back to, like I said, I haven't done a podcast since back in March. Back around my birthday. I think it was right before my birthday. It's like the day before or something. So I'm 24 now. That is still, like, it's been almost 6 months. I guess it's been like 4 months. I just said that. It's been like 4 months. So around, you know, a third of a year being 24, I still accidentally say, oh, I'm 23, like, all the time. Like, 24 is just, like, not a real age to be. Like, I know it is, but 23 for me was like, oh, I'm older than 22 finally. Like, 22 was the last age of like college-ishness, even though I don't know, when did I turned 22 after college, or no, was I in college? Yeah, I was in college. So 22 was still like college age type vibes. So 23 is like, oh, I'm 23 now, I'm not in college anymore, I'm finally an adult. But now 24, I had to do that again. I had to increase the number by one. I know I'm being dramatic, but it is, my like brain doesn't go to, oh, you're 24 now. Tell them you're 24. You're 24. So I still have to get used to that, which is weird to say once again, because it's been a number of months. It's not like I just turned 24, but my birthday was fun. It was really nice. I don't remember. I didn't realize on my last episode. I can't remember how much I detailed of the party that was going to happen, or if it had already happened, whatever. But I just had friends over for a pregame. We had a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. It was really awesome. We ended up going out to a bar. It was a lot of fun. So definitely had a good birthday. Definitely feel very loved by my friends out here in celebration of me. So that was really nice. I have a bunch of, like, I kind of scribbled down on notes, different events and stuff that's worth talking about for the last couple months, but I don't have, like, dates next to them, which maybe I should have done, so I don't want to, like, do this stuff out of order, but sorry, I'm, like, droning on about how to conduct this episode. I should have just figured that out, but anyway, so I guess we can talk about the one thing. So I actually use Be Real for inspiration on what has been going on in the last couple of months, just to see if there's anything I missed, because there's obviously some bigger things that are really easy to remember, especially stuff that's happened recently. So my trip to Minnesota, Aaron's birthday party, the Taylor Swift concert, that's all stuff we're going to be talking about today, the Red Sox games. But I was like, you know what, let me check Be Real, let me check like my Snap, save Snap, see if there's anything I did that I like completely forgot about. And one thing that I really forgot happened was I got sick with what I believe was the flu back in, I think it was late March. It was like mid-March. And it's got to be the sickest I've been since at least, I got pretty sick freshman year of college too. See, I wish I could make an episode about all the times I've been sick, because honestly, sick stories are kind of interesting. Like, as long as you don't include like disgusting details and stuff like that. But it's like, it's interesting to like hear about like who got sick when, and I don't know, at least that's interesting to me. But anyways, I swear I didn't actually think I was gonna die. Like, I'm not that confused about, you know, just being sick or whatever, but like, I legitimately don't know if I've ever just been that flat sick. There's been other times where I've been sick. Like I said, freshman year of college, there was a pretty bad one. I was pretty sick a couple times as a kid. Like, at least I wasn't like vomiting when I was sick in March with the flu, but I was like, my body like hurt. Like, it hurt to move. My head, like, terrible migraine, terrible, like, everything. So I'm glad it wasn't COVID, but that was straight up one of the worst events ever to happen. I had to take work off for 2 days, and it was a struggle the rest of the week, too. I felt really guilty being out, but we made it through. I didn't die, or maybe I did die, and this is just a dream. I guess it wouldn't be a dream if I was dead. I don't know. I'm trying to be cheeky, and it's not successful. Okay, anyways, so that was just kind of one random event. There's other random things that have happened over the course of the last couple months that are kind of weird like that, but honestly, none I really want to get into. See, I'm second-guessing everything I've done. I think we can just get into the Red Sox games. The Red Sox games is probably the most continuous eventful thing over the last couple months, so I think I mentioned back in my last episodes that I was applying for this thing to get tickets for every game in April, I think was the first month they did it. And so I was trying to get a ticket package that had standing room tickets for every Red Sox home game in the month of April. And I ended up getting it. So I purchased it. I purchased two of them, actually. I didn't know if I was going to be able to purchase two, but I did end up getting two, so I got access to, like I said, every home game in April. A lot of them I went with other people, just, you know, inviting friends. Like, Aaron went with me. I guess I don't have to run down the litany list of people I got to go with me. Some games I couldn't get anyone to go with, so I just went by myself. So, but I really enjoyed it. I think in the month of April alone, I want to say I went to 10 of them. There was 15, and I think I went to 10 of the 15. So there's a couple games that were like during the day, and I had work, and there was one game I was busy or something like that. So I didn't go to all 15, but I went to 10 of them, and it was $75 per like person's ticket. So I spent $150 for 10 games worth of tickets, essentially. So super, super good deal. It definitely was worth it. And so it was so worth it, they did the same thing for the month of May and the month of June and the month of July. So I ended up getting it for the month of May and June. There was less home games in both of those months, so just naturally I went to less games than in April. April, they had a really home game heavy schedule. So between those 2 months, I've only been to 15 between those two. So I've been to 25 total Red Sox games, which is kind of crazy to think about. I never thought I'd go to, you know, I always thought that if I got Twin season tickets or whatever, whichever, wherever I ended up being, whichever team I get season tickets for baseball, I always figured I'd get maybe a 20-game ticket package, 10, 15, 20-game ticket package for a season. But I've been to 25 games, and we're halfway through the season. So I'm technically on pace to go to, if not 50, close to 50 games, right? I don't think that I'm actually going to. One reason being I didn't get the ticket package for July because I'm so busy this month. I was in Minnesota for a week. There's only a couple games. They only have like, I think it's 8 or 9 total home games in July anyway. So I was like, it's not really worth it to spend the money on the season, that July package, just to use it for like 3 games. So I didn't get it for July. So I'm not going to any of the games in July except for when my brother and dad are visiting me in 2 weeks. And so we're going to go to a game when they're in town, but I'm just going to get separate tickets. Anyways, all that to say, I've been to a lot of games. I want to get to 40. That's my goal. Because if I get over the 40 mark, then I've officially gone to half of the home games in a season, or a quarter of the games total. And I went to 2 Minnesota Twins games when I was home in Minnesota. So I'm counting those in my total. I'm counting myself up to 27 MLB games this year. I think that's fair. I spent money on the tickets. I went and saw 2 professional teams play. It was in a different ballpark. So that's why, I mean, I have 25 games in Fenway Park watching the Red Sox. I have 27 total. So I'm going to go off of the total, meaning I need 13 more games, essentially between the months of August and September. And then I'm going to that one other game with my brother and dad. So I'm going to be up to 28. So I need 6 games in
August and 6 games in September. So I think I can do that. As long as they offer those standing room only ticket packages again, I think it's going to be super easy to get this accomplished. Maybe I sound crazy. Maybe you think I'm weird or, I don't know, crazy for going to this many games. And quite frankly, I kind of am. Like, no, like, you really have to be into it to be wanting to go to all these games. And I am. I mean, like, I love baseball. I'm not the world's biggest Red Sox fan. I definitely would say I'm a fan now. I've been going to so many games. It's like, I can't say I'm not. It'd kind of be silly for me to be like, oh, I just go to have a little fun, right? No, I definitely go because I enjoy watching them play. I root for them. It's a fun atmosphere, Fenway Park. I feel like I'm justified in giving an official review of Fenway Park at this point. I think that's fair to say. It's a lot of fun. All the games are really fun, whether I go with someone or by myself. I think, if I had to guess, I've gone to 25 games. I would assume I've been to probably 17 or 18 with people, and probably to 8 or 9 by myself. I like to, you know, I have a lot of fun by myself too, you know, just get a drink. And a lot of times when I'm there by myself, I'll spend time watching the game. I'll spend time watching the Twins as well. If they're playing at the same time, I'll like pull it up on my phone, or I like to sports bet like casually. So I'll kind of like watch the line odds of like at bats while the game is going on. I usually don't actually make bets on the game, but I find it really interesting to see what the odds makers are changing the lines to, like inning to inning while I'm at the game. And so like when I'm at a game with someone, I'm not going to be sitting there on my phone watching betting lines change, but that's something that I find really interesting. So it's cool to do that when I go to the games by myself. And also I like to just walk around and watch different innings from different parts of the ballpark, just to kind of get a bigger picture of, you know, I don't know, the atmosphere of the ballpark on any given night. And it gets me active instead of just sitting there alone for 2.5 hours, right? So I can't really do that kind of stuff when I go with people. I do love going with friends. I've gotten to go with most of my friends out here to at least one game this summer. A couple of people have gone with me to a few, like more than one game. So shout out. Shout out to them. I'm not going to run down the litany, but is that like grammatically correct? Run down the litany? I don't even know. That might not even be a word. I'm just making things up. But no, yeah, so Fenway Park, I said I was kind of going to review it. So I love it there. Definitely, I mean, I've been to that park more than every other park I've ever been to. I've been to Target Field probably 10 times now in my life, though. That ballpark opened like 10 years ago, so. But no, Fenway Park, I mean, it's the oldest ballpark. You can tell it's old, but not in like a bad way. It's just like, obviously the seats are wooden or whatever, and it's kind of got an old-timey charm built in the middle of the city, right, squeezed in everything. But that charm is like, I think, what people really like about the stadium. It's really inviting. It's really, it's like meant for a metropolitan area. It's meant for people to come and enjoy a game at. It's not, it feels less industrialized. It feels less commercialized, I guess. Obviously, there's ads everywhere and et cetera. That's how every stadium is. But it does feel more of like part of, I think, the neighborhood than a big ballpark like Target Field or like some of the other ones that are kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And you make a big grandiose display of everything, which are also cool, don't get me wrong. But Fenway Park does really just have that cool vibe about it. That's why there's a lot of people who like it so much. But yeah, so atmosphere, cool. I'm trying to think of the food, honestly, subpar. The food is not that good at Fenway Park, if I have to be honest. It's not the worst ballpark food ever, I'm sure, but there really just isn't anything special. Like, they have hot dogs, and I don't even know if they have brats or just, like, large, like, sausages or whatever. And they have burgers, and pretzels, and, like, a slice of... Honestly, the pizza's crappy. The pizza's just objectively bad. For especially, like, $8 a slice, it's not good. There's pizza right outside the stadium that tastes way better. Also, really expensive. Honestly, those slices of pizza are like $9. It's literally highway robbery. But anyways, the food, just like subpar. Like, just being completely honest, is not that good. Especially, I think that what sells it for me as being the worst is their ketchup is this like vegan main ketchup. I think most ketchup is probably like, I don't want to say vegan in general, but like it's labeled as like, oh, we're very farm-friendly, fresh, whatever ketchup. Like this, it's like a Maine or Massachusetts-based company. But anyways, it tastes like crap. It's like way more pasty than Heinz's, in my opinion. And I can't put it on my hot dog. And so not only is my hot dog kind of a subpar hot dog, there's no Heinz ketchup to, you know, sweeten the deal for me. And I'm not a relish guy, but they don't even have relish. It's just ketchup and mustard. No other sauces like anywhere in the stadium. So if you like your sauces, which I really don't even like sauces, you're out of luck, or condiments, whatever. And there's like no signature food or meals or anything like that. Like, I was just at Target Field. I got a hamburger helmet, okay? It came with a hamburger and like 2 months worth of fries in this helmet, souvenir helmet. You know, I can get a hamburger box at Fenway Park, but the hamburger's less good and I get less fries and it's like the same price. So I don't know. That's my take. I think the food isn't that great, but you know, it is what it is. The views, now we can move beyond the food here. The views in the stadium, they're mostly pretty good. I'm up in the standing room a lot of the time. And honestly, the only thing you kind of miss in standing room, or up in the upper parts of the, I don't think it's called the grandstand, like the inner bowl, like first baseline to third baseline. If you're in the upper parts of that, you can't really see pop flies or home runs until they reach actually out of the ballpark and stuff like that. So that is kind of a bummer, as there's so much overhang. But otherwise, there really isn't a bad view in the entire stadium. It's a really, I mean, really well engineered way back in the day. I think the outfield is very nice for watching the game, if you're okay with watching from an outfield perspective, especially up on the Green Monster. I got to go to a game on the Green Monster this year. It was really, really awesome being up high and seeing everything from that angle, but also being like relatively close in the outfield. If you don't know what the Green Monster is, you should probably just look it up. I can't really describe it. It's just a giant green wall in the outfield of Fenway Park. The workers there are honestly, for the most part, I've had really good experiences. They're like the same people at every booth, every game. Like, that is definitely not how it is at Target Field, at least my experience. Because I'm pretty sure Target Field gets a lot of like volunteer works to run the food stands. There's a lot more food stands in Target Field than there is Fenway Park, for the record. I think that's part of what hurts Fenway, is there's really only a couple places to get food, and then it's like the same food at all of them. Like, it's just, anyways, I won't digress about the food any longer, but the workers at Fenway Park are like the workers. Like, they're there every game, the same people. And so it's kind of nice seeing the same face. This, like, they're all really joyful, or like most of them. I can't speak for all of them, right? But I kind of wish I was more, I don't even know what I would have to be more of, but it'd be nice to kind of be like on a knit, not even a name basis, but like I recognize them. They see so many people. I know they definitely don't like recognize me, but it'd kind of be nice if it was like, hey, like, how's it going? I don't know. I think I would like to say that to them, but I feel weird like doing that. I don't know that that's what they would like to have happen. That's why I don't initiate that kind of stuff. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but they're all really awesome. Especially this one dude gave me a free piece of pizza once, because I was like, you know what? I just kind of want a piece of pizza, even though it kind of sucks. And it was even more sucky than normal. And the guy who like checks you out at this one food stand, it's the same guy every time. He was like, yo, that piece of pizza is too small. You can just take it. I was like, bet, dude. So he was a homie with that one. What else? There's really awesome like traditions. Like, they do the same thing every game during the same middle of each inning. So there's always like a salute to heroes. They always bring like a military guy out, and Justin Turner always goes out, shakes his hand, give him a ball. We stand up, take our hats off, and applaud. There's always Sweet Caroline in the eighth inning. There's always the seventh inning stretch. Obviously, they do that at every ballpark. But what else? They usually always do the dance cam, the New Balance like dance off. Now I'm blanking on stuff. But they also like have the same songs that they use for every scenario in the game. Like, all the strikeouts always have the same, this little like whistle thing they do. And I just feel like that's not as common in other ballparks to my knowledge. But also, I haven't really been to, I've only been to like 6 total ballparks. And I think I don't go to the other ones. Like, Target Field is the other one I've gone to, I've seen more than once. But I don't go to those games frequently enough to actually recognize some of that stuff that probably does happen and I don't realize it. But all that to say, there's really, really fun traditions. And I like the kind of, you know what to expect, but it's like good. It's fun. Like, oh, I want to be here for this and this and this. I can't miss this. Like, outside of the game itself. So that's definitely really enjoyable. And what else? I'm droning on about Fenway Park. A bunch of people who listen to the show probably don't even care. But 25 games is a lot, but they've all been really fun. I've left a couple of them early because of weather and stuff. But otherwise, yeah, there's, I think one of my favorite stories from my time at these games is one of the games, one of the first games I went to, I was in the bathroom. And I was wearing, like, my red Nike Dunks. And this dude goes, hey, nice shoes. I'm like, oh, thanks. And we, like, I don't know, chit-chatted for a little bit. He had, like, nice shoes. I was like, I like yours too, whatever. Anyways, later that day, it was, like, a day game. So, at, like, night, I'm on my phone, like, scrolling through TikTok. And the dude who complimented me on my shoes was, had a TikTok from the game where he was doing the, like, he was doing, like, 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings challenge, which is crazy. But this dude is, like, his TikTok account is, like, he, like, eats food and reviews. He's, like, a food reviewer or whatever, food critic. So, like, I think he's just, like, he's not, like, a competitive eater, but, like, I couldn't do 9 hot dogs and 9 beers in 9 innings, right? Or, I like, maybe I'd try, but I don't think I could do it. Anyways, so I was like, that's the guy who complimented me on my shoes. And so I follow him. And he's, like, a Boston guy, and he reviews Boston places to eat. And half the time I see his reviews, I'm like, oh, I gotta go there. And I haven't gone to any of them yet, but I need to. Mostly because, like, I trust his opinion because he had a good opinion on my shoes. So, yeah, so it's been a good time at Fenway. Hopefully I can get out to, like, 13 more games and accomplish my goal. I don't know if I'll do this again, like, next season. Like, it's kind of been a lot. It's been a lot of fun, but will I go to 40 games every year from here on out? I don't know. We'll see. Get back to me on that. So, but for now, I'm the baseball guy, I guess. But yeah. So, that's kind of been, that like, started in April, but has been ongoing. But that was, like, an April thing, more or less. Like, largely April thing. Did kickball start in April? The kickball league kick brought back up. I know, you know, if you're an avid listener of the show, you're familiar with me being in 2 different kickball leagues. You'll remember we won the silver medal in our previous season. We came back for blood this season. We came back to get the gold. Unfortunately, we were stopped short of our goals. Quite frankly, we should have gone for... How they did the league this year is you were either in, like, the upper bracket or the upper teams or the lower teams. The upper teams went for gold. The lower teams went for silver. And honestly, we are a good team. Like, can't take that away from us. We are good. Like, everyone on our team, like, knows what they got to do. I think, you know, we're not professional kickball players, right? We all make mistakes, and it's tough and stuff. But some of the teams we play are, like, actual, like, sweats at kickball. They really try really hard. So at the end of the day, I think we probably do fit more in the lower bracket of people, because at the end of the day, it is casual fun for us, like me and my friends, and we don't take it, I think, as seriously. I don't even know why I'm saying that, because we do take it seriously, but it's like, it's just a matter of, I don't know, wouldn't you want to go in? I know we can win in the lower league or in the silver division or whatever. So that's not how they split it up the previous years we did it, but that's how they did it this time. But anyways, Aaron was the captain of the team this year, and he put us into the gold league, the upper league. So we had to play against the best of the best. We did pretty good. We lost in the semifinals this year. It was a score of 4-2. It was a winnable game. A couple of mistakes across the board just cost us at the end. So it was still a really fun game. I don't even want to really get into the events of the season, but there was one game this year where the umpire got into, like, a screaming match. Where there's this one umpire who's there, like, every week. He's kind of an older gentleman, but he and some guy on an enemy, I say enemy team, a guy on a team we were playing, they, like, started yelling at each other over a call, and it, like, got so bad that we had to, like, call the game off at the end of the game. Like, we didn't even get to finish the game because the ump, like, stormed off. It was, like, not good. But otherwise, no real problems with the games this year. We had a couple close losses that were kind of frustrating, a couple good wins. There was one game we got absolutely destroyed, and they, I'm pretty sure, are the ones who won the whole league. So, but overall, really fun season. I love, you know, having something to do every week with my friends that's active. So always definitely a plus. I hope we do it again. Last year we did 2 leagues. It was one in, like, around April, May time frame, and then again in, like, the August time frame, I think. So hopefully we do another season. I'd like to. So if any of my teammates are listening, I hope you're also game. But yeah, I think that was around April. Might have been May. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't write these dates down. It's all kind of a blur. You know, I just show up to work and then do stuff after work, right? It's not really time frame other than events like birthdays and stuff anymore. But But yeah, I guess there's just random other stuff that's happened over the course of the last few months. I want to get into the Taylor Swift concert, but that's going to be kind of a long conversation, just like the Fenway Park one was. So I'll probably just go over a couple of these other things briefly. So there's other random stuff that's happened. Like I like crashed a bachelorette party a couple months ago. That was a really fun night because Aaron's friend, but it was his friend that he met at another wedding earlier this summer. They were in a bachelorette party out here, and they were like, oh, just invite everyone. So I didn't really crash it. Like, I was sort of invited. Like, not literally, hey, invite Jacques. He has to come. But, you know, hey, if you know people, like, tell them they should roll through. So I rolled through, right? That was a really fun night. We went to a couple bars. This was my first time ever really going out in Southie. I've been here for, like, almost 2 years. I think I've been around Southie, but I don't think I'd ever been to a bar over there. But finally made it out there. That was kind of a fun time. My friends threw, like, a party that was, it was, like, Harry Potter, Narnia. I don't want to say, like, the actual theme name. It was kind of a funny theme name. Maybe I should. Well, I'll skip it, but. So, everyone was dressed up, like, kind of like Harry Potter vibes. It was like, a kind of a good. My friends like to throw themed parties like that, and it's always kind of like a fun flashback to like being a kid, and I don't know. But that being said, you know, we're drinking alcohol and the outfits are more adult inspired, so. But that was a good night. Aaron's birthday party was recently. That was not a couple months ago like those other two events. He threw a murder mystery party where he wrote the whole script for this whole. Like, I don't know if you guys know, you guys, as in, like, I'm pretty sure most of the people who listen to this were at this freaking party, but it essentially is, like, he writes tasks for everyone to do, and everyone has, like, a backstory, and so everyone at the party, like, assumes that character, and you have to essentially talk to everyone else who are also playing their characters, and essentially be the first person to figure out who the murderer is, and the murderer is, like, throughout the night will kill people, and there's, like, more complexity to it. That's kind of like very basically what it is. But Aaron wrote the whole thing. He gave everyone tasks they had to accomplish. We did a thing at the beginning to like figure out who the murderer was. So it was random. So it kind of like played out by chance, like everything that happened that night. Right. So it was a lot of fun. We all dressed up like kind of 1920s-esque vibes. I just wore like a vest. I technically wore a suit, but it was really hot that night, so I didn't wear the jacket, but it was really fun. A couple of the girls wore like dresses, and then once the game kind of ended, we just partied and had a good rest of the night. So shout out Aaron, happy birthday. He's also 24 now, but that was a really fun night as well. And I think there were some people who couldn't go who wanted to do a murder mystery, and like obviously that was a resounding success. So I think we're gonna do another one, probably not like immediately soon. But I personally have some ideas for what I want the next one to be. So I kind of told Aaron that I want to be in charge of like pretty much being the one to write the next one. Especially because I also feel like Aaron is like really good and really enjoys playing games like that. I know he does. So I like want him to get to play because he didn't really get to play on his birthday. But that was like he also likes being kind of like the game master and stuff too. So like I don't think he had a problem. I'm kind of speaking for him now. But I kind of like I want him to get to enjoy like playing the game, and I like also being like kind of a game master type person. I don't do it as good as Aaron and stuff, so that's why he's always kind of the person who does it when we play like games like that, like more involved games. But I don't know, I'd like to take a stab at it, so we'll see. Everyone out there, if you want to be included and you live out here, you probably were at the first one, so but anyways, I don't know, do I have listeners? Let's get into this conversation. Do I have random listeners? Does anyone like I met briefly? I think I used to have the link to this podcast on my Instagram and I took it away because I hadn't posted in forever. So I don't want someone to pull up and be like, what the heck is this? Bro hasn't posted in 4 months. So maybe I'll put the link back out. But all that to say is, does anyone like, you know, you meet people at like I meet people at bars or whatever and I'll just be like, oh, like, let me add you on Insta. Is there anyone out here who listens who doesn't actually really know me? I'm curious. I know my first, I have a couple random episodes who a lot of people listen to, like, I don't want to say internationally, but like, you know, variously, because I've done episodes with friends who tell their other friends to listen to and stuff. So I know, like, I say internationally because Julius is like from France. So I know there's some people that he knows internationally that listen to the episode and stuff. So I know people have heard my voice. I don't think I have like continuous listeners who aren't really jamming with me, I guess. Especially because, like, we're at, like, the 30-minute mark or whatever of this episode. Like, no way any random person's sitting down, oh, let me listen to this entire recap. They listen to the first 2 minutes, and they're like, oh, this kid's got a weird voice. Or they like it, and then they're like, oh, cool, he does that. And that's it, right? Only the dedicated listeners get this far. I gotta, like, do a giveaway for someone who actually sits and listens to my show. I should do a giveaway sometime. I'm, like, actually sweating buckets right now. It's insane. My room gets so hot. I'm doing this for the vibe, though. If I turn my fan on, it's going to be like a wind turbine engine. Maybe I should turn on. Let's have a little fun event. I'm going to turn this on. You tell me how it sounds, okay? Okay, I turned it on. Let's see. It needs to, like, kick in. Let's see how loud it is. I kind of want to see, like, how it shows up here. It's warming up. Can you hear that? It, like, really kicked up now. This is, like, only on Jock Talks do we turn the fan on and listen to it, just so he can make a point. Okay, I'm gonna turn this back off now. Because more than anything, maybe it doesn't even show up and this is how I find out, but it does annoy me more than anything while I'm talking to just have a constant humming in the background. I do need it on, like, when I sleep, though. I can't sleep in silence. But I need to record in silence. Fun fact. I think that's normal, though. Anyways, I digress. That's all kind of like the partying I've done. Not like I'm going crazy partying, but those are all like kind of the notable party events, I think, in the last couple months. I got a flat tire recently. That was nice. It was a nice nail in my tire. We love that. It's the first time I've ever gotten a nail in my tire. I've gotten a flat tire otherwise twice, but yeah, it was a nice discovery. And a nice $400 I had to pay to get a new tire because my tires are weird like that. And they tried to get me to pay like $600 to just replace the whole set and then make it cheaper the next time something like that happens. But I was like, I don't want to pay $600. And I'm just going to take the risk that I don't get another nail in my tire. Knock on wood. I really don't want that to happen. But what else? I recently, something I went to in the last couple of months is I went to a sports card show out here in Boston. It was actually at Fenway Park. Funny enough, I kind of live there. Actually went to a Notre Dame baseball game at Fenway Park too. I was like, how many times can I find an excuse to come here? Because quite frankly, it's too often. Anyways, I went to the sports card show and I'm like, I collect baseball cards. It's like something I do, but it's very passive. Like I buy boxes. I like to collect sets. I'm not like a big sports card guy. Like I buy a bunch, I sell, yada, 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 right? There's a lot of people who are really interested in that hobby. And for me, it's more of like a casual thing. I kind of do more like nostalgically because I like to as a kid. So, you know, I've continued liking to do that as an adult. Anyways, while I was at this card show, I noticed that a bunch of people have Ian Book cards because Ian Book was a rookie. So like people buy and sell rookie cards a lot. And so when he was a rookie, a lot of people just kept, you know, held onto his cards because he was a rookie. That's what you do, like I said. And now that he's more or less, I don't want to say he's a bust, but he's definitely not. You know, he's not a starting caliber NFL player. He probably never will be. He's just kind of there, right? So he's good enough to still be in the NFL, but he's not good enough to be a star. So essentially, his cards are not worth a whole ton. And I always kind of knew that, but I never really realized how, you know, people are just trying to get rid of these cards at this point for whatever they're willing to get back. And I realized that I've always been interested in, like, collecting a set of cards of, like, one player. So there's these things in like car, like football cards, baseball cards, whatever, that are called parallels. And so essentially what it is it's the same card just printed on a different color stock. So there's like the base card, which is just, it looks like a normal card, but then there's the pink parallel, there's the blue parallel, there's the purple parallel, there's the green parallel. So essentially there's just the same card, but in a bunch of different colors. And so some of them have like special foil on it to make it look like cracked ice is what it's called. And there's another one that's it's called Disco Prism, and it's just a bunch of little like bubbles on it. It's like kind of hard to describe, but anyways, there's this one set called Panini Prism that is like my favorite football cards. I think they look really, really nice. Or they're my favorite cards that aren't like, there's obviously cooler looking cards, but those are the ones that are like wildly expensive, right? I think these are the cool semi-budget cards. Anyways, I noticed at this card show that people have these Ian Book Prism cards, and they're selling them for like less than $10 each. I was like, wait, for those of you who don't know, I've been throwing the name Ian Book around. I just realized this. Ian Book was the quarterback at Notre Dame when I went to school there. So he doesn't really mean anything to the NFL or casual sports watchers or whatever, but to me, he was like my quarterback in college for 4 years. And I met him a couple times. Like, when I say met, I didn't like sit down and have dinner with him or anything, but I met him. I shook his hand a couple times. I like had casual passing talk with him. I didn't, like I said, there was no like conversation. I didn't sit down and have dinner with him, but he actually personally thanked me once for being in the band. So shout out. But anyways, all that to say, I'm a fan of his, and so I'm interested. If I can get these cards for cheap, I'd like to do what collectors call is collecting the rainbow of a set, which means you get one of each of all of these cards. And so the interesting thing is I kind of made it sound simpler than it is, because, you know, there's in total, there's like 30 some parallels in total, right? And so to collect the rainbow, you need to get all, let's just say there's 30 of them. You need to get all 30 of them. The trouble is about 15 of those 30, actually, I think it's got to be more than 30, because I think I have like 27 of them and I'm still missing like 15. So I think there's like 40 of them. Let's say there's 40. Of those 40, about 15 to 20 of them are, there's a bunch of reds, right? There's a bunch of greens. Those are a dime a dozen. I probably got it for $2 on eBay, right? Ultimately. But as you go along, a lot of these cards become numbered. So one of the parallels, there's only 150 copies of it. One of the parallels, there's only 100 copies of it. One of the parallels, there's only 75 copies of it. So you can see that some of them, we get down to it, and there's one of the parallels, there's only one copy of that card. It's a one of one. So there's one of the cards that there's only five of them. There's one of the cards that's only 10. And so a lot of them are pretty rare. So it is hard to collect the whole rainbow. And that's why I have not done it yet. Especially because I kind of have to wait for someone to pull one out of a pack of cards and then put it up for sale. So part of it is luck. All that to say, since then, I've gone on this like 5-10 minute tirade about Ian Book football cards. But I want to do it. It's been kind of my thing recently is I check eBay every day for new listings of Ian Book parallel cards that I don't have. And like I said, I kind of like briefly mentioned this just a couple seconds ago, is I already have 27 of them. I've been collecting pretty aggressively and I'm only missing, I think like 10 to 15 of them. I can actually pull it up. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I have 16 that I'm missing. Two of those 16, I know I'm winning a bid on in eBay right now. So things are looking good. There's a couple of them listed on eBay that I could get. But the problem is a couple of them are listed. Like one of them is listed for like $400. And I'm just not willing to pay $400 for a card I know is not worth $400. So we're holding out hope that no one else will buy it and the seller will eventually list it for cheaper. We'll see. Let's pull up eBay right now. Let's see if there's any listed that I don't have that are new listed. I haven't looked in a day. No, does not look like that's the case. Okay, well, anyways, so yeah, I'm collecting Ian Book parallel cards for the set Panini Prism. So if you out there own any low number ones, pretty much of those like 16, they're all like less than 50 copies of them available. So, like, there's, like, two of them that are out of five. I don't have the one of one. There's one of them that's out of eight I don't have. And then there's a couple of them that are unnumbered that are really low in print as well. So, I don't know. Anyways, that's that. I think that's kind of the big updates recently. Let's get into Taylor Swift, maybe. I'm sorry to make all the Swifties out there wait for my recounting of this amazing concert. But yes, I went to Taylor Swift at Gillette. Before I say anything, it was an amazing concert. My voice was pretty fried after the end of it. It's a lot of singing along with Taylor, sing along with everyone else, sing along with my friend Cheyenne, who went to the show with me. She was like, I know she loved it too. We both had like withdrawals from going to it. It's like, I want to go again. Like, that's how good it was. I know I'm not going to be able to, but it was so, so good. Amazing time. So whatever minor little grumpy detail I can say that I will like discuss, like that is overshadowed by how amazing everything about the show was. So if you guys have been lucky enough to go to the show, I know she's already performed in Minnesota and obviously Massachusetts now, which I think is where the bulk of the people I've who listen to the show are. If any of you got the chance to go, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you are going to the show, it's going to be crazy. I'm sure you already know that. So anyways, my show was on Sunday, but I actually went to Gillette Stadium on Thursday. That's where she performed out here in technically like in Massachusetts, but it's like, it's the Patriot Stadium, right? So it's New England, whatever. It's in Foxborough, Massachusetts. It's not in Boston. But her merch tent opens on Thursday. I really wanted the blue crew neck. And so I got, there's like TikToks and I knew someone who was going out there. So they told me that they had mad stocks of the blue crew neck. So I said, you know what? Screw it. And after work, I left, I drove all the way out to Gillette and I luckily got my hands on the coveted blue crew neck, which is like the big merch. There's like two big merch items that everyone wanted. It was the blue crew neck and the gray quarter zip, because they were like the only items she didn't sell on her online store. And the problem is they were like the coolest things because they weren't kind of ugly. In my opinion, a lot of the merch was kind of ugly just because it was like her face was like so stamped on it. It was just like, I don't really like loud concert merch. Like, this was from this artist's concert and I went. Like, I like, it can have the artist's name on it. It can even have a face, whatever, a design. But it doesn't have to be like, it doesn't have to scream concert, in my opinion. So the blue crew neck doesn't. It really just has like Taylor Swift Eras Tour and like the dates on the back. And it's a fun, like vintagey looking crew neck. Anyways, I wanted it so much I went out on Thursday. We got the crew neck and I got Dairy Queen on the way home. So it was like a win-win-win that day. But then it was the long wait until Sunday. And Sunday was supposed to be her 13th performance in Gillette Stadium. And Gillette Stadium, I'm not even going to go into the details of it. We don't need to rehash all this. Gillette Stadium's big for her. It was like the first stadium she ever sold out or whatever. And 13 is a big number for her. So like her 13th Gillette show, like this is going to be crazy. The surprise songs are going to be insane. And it's insane. Look, once again, I can't take away amazing show. It was crazy. But like, quite frankly, there was no surprises for us. There was nothing special. I mean, it was special enough of it being a show, I guess. But it was a little, it felt like it was way overhyped. But it's okay. Like our surprise songs were I Think He Knows and Red. And both of them had to be on guitar because the rain from the previous night ruined her piano. So it was kind of bummer I didn't get to hear her play piano. Well, I heard her play piano, like Champagne Problems and stuff. But anyways, it's fine. It was a great show. Top to bottom, like so much fun. I was on the floor, so I was really, really close. If you didn't see my Instagram story, I posted some pictures. It was a crazy time. I swear on my life, she gave me a heart hands, like me personally. During Love Story, she turned around, stared right at me, and threw the hard hands up. I swear it was at me. In honesty, was it maybe like just towards the crowd? I guess. Perhaps. But in my heart of hearts, I know it was towards me. She saw me. I was standing around a bunch of young, like high school age girls. So I was taller than them all. She definitely saw me. She definitely threw those hard hands up for me. I'm just saying. But she, I mean, I was so close. I could see her. I could see the sweat on her face, on her bodysuit, all that stuff. So it was a crazy performance. There's some pyrotechnics. Reputation was awesome. Folklore, Evermore, and Lover were great, being amongst the first people to see perform live. And yeah, getting into the stadium was kind of a hassle. Bit of traffic. Getting out was even worse. It took forever to get out. I didn't get home until like 3 a.m. that night. And then I woke up for work the next morning. So kind of crazy, but definitely worth it. I spent like in total $400 on those seats, like after fees, which honestly, you know, compared to what a lot of other people are paying, was a good deal. Is paying $400 for a concert really that good of a deal? I don't know. But it was definitely worth it to me, worth the money. And yeah, I'd wish I could go again. And we'll definitely never forget a lot of that concert. It's like one of those situations where I wish I had taken more videos and more photos when she was close, but I like didn't want to get so, I don't like taking my phone out and taking a bunch of stuff during a show. Cause I'm so immersed in just watching it live. Like, I'm that kind of person. I know a lot of people will film a lot of stuff, and that's important to them. For me, it just, like, doesn't matter. But then after the show, I'm like, wow, I wish I had taken more photos and videos. Especially, like, I didn't get that moment she, like, threw the hard hands up to me on my camera. But it's because I was standing there live with her, you know, balls tossed away from me, like, right there. Like, why would I have my phone up, I guess? I don't know. So, but it was great. I had a great time. My friend and I had a great time. It was all really good fun. So I think that might have been the biggest thing other than my trip to Minnesota that's kind of gone on in the last few months, at least to me, like, biggest in my, like, memory bank. But then, yeah, like I said, I went back to Minnesota last week. I've actually been home to Minnesota twice since my last podcast. I kind of went on a whim back at the end of March last year because I got really cheap flights. So I just went home for a weekend. And it was a fun time just seeing friends and seeing family just for the weekend. So not really much happened notably then, I don't think. But I went home for a little over a week this time, this past week. And it was a really, really, really fun time seeing family, seeing friends. Enjoying really nice weather. I went out on a boat like three times. One of those being on the 4th of July. Me and my friends had a really fun day out on the lake. It was like Coon Lake out in East Bethel. I don't even know if I'd ever been on the lake. Maybe I had and I just don't remember. But it was a big lake and it was kind of supposed to be stormy that day. It ended up not really raining at all. But because of like there's a lot of cloud coverage and like the potential for rain, not a lot of people or not as many people went out on the lake, I think, as normal. So it was a really, really nice, like almost like very chill day on the lake. But we brought out a grill. We made burgers and hot dogs. Shout out Noah for being the cook. Had a lot of nice drinks. Just really enjoyed the day. I like got sunburned, which I don't even know if I've gotten sunburned in a couple of years because usually I'm really smart about putting on sunscreen and stuff. But because there was so much cloud coverage, I just really didn't even think about it. But yeah, I got a little burnt on my like arms and face. But the 4th of the lake was great. We shot some fireworks off later. I got to enjoy my friend's pool a little bit. We went out, of course, to Maynard's with my family. I don't think I've ever mentioned that on the podcast. We always eat there as a family, though. It's always a good time. It was nice hanging out with my brother again, as always. We went to, like, the mall and did some other stuff. I'm trying to think. I went to two Twins games when I was home. I mentioned that earlier. So one game I went with my brother. Another one I went with my friends the night before I went home. The game with my brother was really awesome. We were first row of like the outfield porch. So it was really, really good seats. We were so close to catching a ball, that Joey Gallo threw into the stands, but it was just too high for us. Like we were row one. Like if we'd been row three, we would have caught it easy, but it is what it, like it was right above us. Right. But the Twins clapped that game. Pablo Lopez, Twins pitcher, pitched a complete game shutout. So shout out to him. Really good performance. And then, the next game I went to, we lost in extras to the Orioles. So kind of sad second game, but what are you going to do with the Twins? You can't expect two good things to happen in a row now, can you? Yeah, Minnesota's great. I mean, obviously Minnesota's home to me. I think, you know, every year that goes on, it feels a little different, you know? I haven't truly lived there in like almost 6 years now. Obviously I've spent summers there and, you know, winter breaks, then college and stuff like that, but it's still different. You know, it's still not the same. I mean, it'll always be home for me, with the people, my family and the places, but, I don't know. Yeah, it's still some, I think Aaron just got home too, which is kind of funny. I don't know if he'll hear me recording. I'm recording this in the afternoon, so he, must've just got home from work. Anyways, yeah, that's kind of my recap. That's all we've really got. Not the longest episode today. I did drone on quite a while about Fenway Park and Ian Book baseball cards. Not baseball, football cards. But yeah, I'm excited for the rest of summer. Like I said earlier, I'm hoping the weather kind of starts to turn around for the better. I'm able to hit the beach up. There's less bacteria soon, hopefully. What other events are coming up here soon? Oh, this weekend I'm going on like a couples retreat with Aaron. My company pays for a weekend for half the company up in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. So I'm going to be up at the top of Mount Washington this weekend, enjoying a little fun relaxation and some free food, courtesy of my company. So that'll be a good old grand old time. That's exciting. What else have I got coming up? Some new movies coming out this summer. Oh, I forgot. I saw the new Indiana Jones movie like 2 weeks ago. Well, it was when I was home in Minnesota. I guess it was like a week and a half ago or whatever, but it was actually good. I saw there's some people online saying it wasn't that good, yada, yada, yada. But if you just approach it like this is just another Indiana Jones movie, it's the classic Indiana Jones type movie, then it was a good time. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was a good kind of final send-off, final story. A couple little twists that were a little wild, but, you know, that's how Indiana Jones goes. Or at least, you know, the newer Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was like that. So but that was good. But what made me think is that there's some good movies coming out soon. I really want to go see Oppenheimer. I really want to go see the Barbie movie. There's a couple other ones. What else? Oh, the Dune Part 2 is going to come out this fall. I'm excited for that. So some movies coming out. What else is happening? I don't know. I've been thinking, I keep telling this to people. I don't know if it's going to, I think the more I speak it into existence, the more likely it's going to happen. That's why I bring it up is I want to go home again to Minnesota and go to the state fair. Cause I haven't been to the state fair since high school. I really want to go. I really want some of those cookies again. I really want stuff on sticks. I really want to see some butter and cows and haunted houses and everything else that comes with the Great Minnesota Get-Together. So hopefully I'll be back in like September. I don't know. What else is going on? I don't know. The summer. It's the summer. It's the dog days of summer. So I don't know. Hopefully everyone else as well. I'm doing amazing. If anything, me not having a show is a testament to me being amazing. Me doing very well is, I think, the first, part of my show was pretty therapeutic. I was kind of lonely out living in Natick and, needed something to kind of get me through week to week, something exciting. And, I just don't need that as much anymore. I'm doing a lot of stuff, going to a lot of Red Sox games, spending my free time, doing stuff other than making a podcast. So, just been doing really well, but I hope everyone else is doing well. If you've made it this far in the show, shout out. You're a true fan, true listener, and I do really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me ramble on about stuff that's been going on in my life. So I hope you have a wonderful summer. If I don't have another show for a little while, I hope you keep it real. You keep it fun and you keep it real fun. I don't know why I said that. That's fine. now we're at the point where I just don't know when to stop talking. So I think that's probably where we call it today. I didn't reach an hour, which is a little sad. I wanted to cross that hour mark. I'm usually able to, but, not today. That's fine. Next time, stay tuned. Next time, hopefully it won't be a recap. Next time will be a thoroughly planned out show where I discuss a topic in my life. I've said this like 50 times. I still want to do a band episode because I think it'd be really nice if everyone could actually like hear my actual experience in band and like what it's like, you know, cause I didn't just do like, oh, I sat in band in high school. It was like, I did a couple groups. So, you know, that's something I definitely want to make a show on. I definitely, I don't know. I can't spoil too much, but anyways, thanks everyone. Hope you're all staying blessed. Hope everyone is well. And once again, if you are still listening, I love you so much and take care. All right. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Similar to the start of the episode, there should be outro music here, but there's not anymore. So I assume you caught the beginning of the episode, but if you didn't, just a reminder, I got copyright striked. I had to remove the audio. So instead, you get 2025 Jacques talking over 2023 Jacques episode. I don't really know why I'm making this super meta. I'm just going to say goodbye. Thanks for listening. Sorry for no outro music. Love you guys so much. And what else could I say? There's no way anyone will ever hear this. I'm so confident no one is ever going to listen to my old season 2 episode all the way through, make it to the end, and hear this. If anyone ever hears this and says something to me about it, I have a special prize for you. Like, it's not just a little, like, you know, thumbs up. I got a real prize for you. So, but maybe this will happen in like 6 years, so the prize might change. But that's why I'm not saying I'm just talking too much. It's time to go off. Thank you for listening. Take care. All right. Do 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 do. That was my attempt at a jingle. Okay. Peace out.